Like David, you have been chosen, set apart, and empowered for this season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith.
Good morning. Come on in, the water is fine. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word will fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you, notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, right now, we just declare and decree that we are walking in our covenant identity. Our covenant identity. Father, I thank you, Lord God. We know exactly you have given us the revelation of who and where we are supposed to be at this appointed time, this set time in you. Devil, we serve you, notice. The blood of Jesus is against you. Glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that no, oh my God, are you getting this today? That no matter what the enemy tries to do, that no weapon formed against you is ever going to work. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to get some agreement here this morning. Do you understand that no weapon that is formed against you is ever going to work? Glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Father, we give you glory right now. This is the time and the season for the wealth transfer. We're not just talking about finances, but wealth is everything when it comes to finances, understanding, knowledge, resources. Glory, 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 hey, glory. Good morning. Good morning, Cherise. So listen, let's go to the word. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of me, all of you, but think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of this word will fall to the ground. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now listen, we've been teaching from the standpoint right here that 2025 is your season that you're anointed with God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel chapter 13. Glory. That the Bible says, and Samuel anointed David in front of his family, in front of his brethren. Glory. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. See, I want you to get this revelation right now, that when you allow the Spirit of the Lord to come upon you, yes, the kingdom of God is within you, according to Luke chapter 17, but the power to do, the power that the Bible says that with God all things are possible, the power, His enabling ability John chapter 1, verse 12. To those that received him, the word, he gave them the power to become sons of God. Now you're able to do what God told you to do. Now, here's the key right here. And now, see, Sister Cherise, you done got on here and you done set something off here, because we're going to activate this in your life. Okay, and also connect this with your covenant identity. See, because this is what the Lord brought out yesterday, that there's a covenant. God has a covenant with you, and the word has a promise that he must fulfill in your life. And when you understand that that covenant promise, listen, when God gives you a promise, it's a done deal. You can take it to the bank. Oh my God, somebody's gonna get something today. Amen. Trying to get all my technology working right here. But listen, go to the word. We're gonna go right here. First of all, let's go to glory. There it is. Bam. Just getting my little technology acting right here. Amen and amen. We're going to go right here. Today is July 2nd, 2025. Amen. So now let's go here. Now, we see something here that in Genesis chapter 17. Okay, Genesis chapter 17. Let me type this right here so that way you have all the scriptures here. Genesis chapter 17. Look right here. And it says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram. Now, up until this point, the Lord had only been speaking to Abram. Now, he hasn't become Abraham yet, but now he's going to walk in that covenant identity right here. And the Lord appeared to Abram. Now, when we talk about the Lord, this word right here is Jehovah, okay? And Jehovah appeared unto Abram and said, I am El Shaddai. I am the Almighty God. I'm the God that's more than enough. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, this word perfect right here is not talking about not making mistakes. It's a Hebrew word, the Tamim of God, which means to be complete and whole. Oh, come on now. Woo! It means high glory. It's a form of the word shalom, entire, wholesome, unimpaired. Having integrity. Oh my God, are you getting this right now? So he said, walk before me and be whole, and I will make, here we go, my covenant with you and me. Okay, this covenant, this word covenant right here is a word berith. Okay, in the Hebrew language, berith is the same word for berith or Genesis or the beginning. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, we're going to get this today. The covenant, it means a covenant, an alliance, a constitution, a treaty, okay, an agreement, okay? He said, I will make my covenant, my alliance, my agreement between me and thee, and I will multiply you exceedingly. See, as soon as you get the promise, increase and multiplication, addition is already added. This is why seek ye first the kingdom. Yes, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added. See, when you understand the kingdom of God, what is the kingdom of God? God's way of doing things. Oh, come on now. Covenant. The covenant is a contract that can only be dissolved by death. Okay, this connects you to what's called the hundredfold. Okay, and this covenant promise that he made is John. We hear it again in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What does that word righteousness mean? It means right standing. Okay, stay in a good relationship with the Father. Okay. So when we understand that he's doing something. And I'll make my alliance with you and multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face and talked with God. And in verse 4, as for me, behold, my alliance, my agreement is with you, and you shall be, okay, here's the covenant identity, the father of many nations, okay? Neither shall your name anymore be Abram. So once he created the covenant, which is the reconnection to his identity, okay, now he had to connect him to the name that goes with the contract. Oh, come on, somebody. Neither shall your name anymore be Abram, but thy name shall be, shall, prophetic, already done. Abraham, for father of many nations, have I made. Past tense. It was already done. Let me just share this with you right now. You're already blessed. You already favored. You already have the kingdom of God within you. But now it's time for you to do what the word says with all your getting, get understanding. When you get the understanding of who you are according to God's purpose in your life, now this covenant identity, see, I'm going to type this right here. Your covenant identity. Okay. Now it's time for you to begin. Come on, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Type it right now with me. Okay. So now, Abraham, for father of many nations have I made thee. Oh, man, I'm going to have to get out of here. Boy, y'all going to get me in trouble. And I will make you exceeding what? Fruitful. And I will make nations of thee. Okay, here we go. Here's the kings and priests. And kings shall come out of you. Woo, come on now. And kings shall come out. Now, okay, so now, here's where we come into the covenant contract and the alliance that Abraham had with God. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee. When? In their generations. For an everlasting, a forever covenant, alliance, agreement to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Verse 8, here's the covenant. And I will give unto you and thy seed the land. Listen, according to Paul, okay, we are kings and priests. But kings, according to Genesis chapter 1, let us create mankind in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. You can't have dominion, ruling authority, unless you first have a domain, a territory. Oh, come on, somebody. Revelation says we are kings and priests. So we have ruling authority and we have total access to the presence of God, okay? The priest to be able to go behind the veil. You are a king, ladies and gentlemen. It represents your kingdom seat of authority in God. Okay, understand? Oh my God! See, woo! My God! Someone type. It is so. Okay. See, you don't believe me. So it said, I will give unto you. Then I see that after the land where you are a stranger. Okay. Now in verse 9 it says it again. And God said unto Abraham, you shall keep my covenant. Therefore, you and thy seed after thee in their generations. Now, the last scripture for today, and I'm going to have to get out of here, okay? Galatians chapter 3, just that way we can bring it home, okay? Because if it's really truth, if it's really revelation, it will come from the Old Testament, which is the promise, and be fulfilled in the New Testament, which is the fulfillment of the promise. Galatians chapter 3, okay? Galatians chapter 3, look at verse 29 for time's sake. Amen. Look at what it says. Oh, man, we got to go to, oh, man, we just can't stop. We're going to have to go to verse 25. Okay, verse 25 is to put in the proper context. Galatians 3, verse 25. And it says, but after faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for you are all what? Children of God. Okay, you his divine offspring. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. See, you were, okay, when the Bible talks about you were grafted in, that means you were put back in your place. Okay, you were Okay, you were baptized back into Christ because that's where you came from. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, we were in Christ before the world began, okay? And now you have put on Christ. Christ is the anointed one and his anointing. So this is the spiritual. Everything in God's kingdom is spiritual first, then it manifests in the natural. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for you are all what? One in Christ Jesus. This is why Jesus said, make them one like we are one. Oh, come on now. Now, verse 29, let's bring it home. And it says, and if you be Christ, if you got saved, if you received salvation, now you are what? Abraham's what? Seed and heirs according to the promise. If you do not understand or get the understanding of your covenant identity as the seed of Abraham, as the covenant partner of God in his kingdom, then you can't receive the fullness of God. Oh, see, we're gonna have to stop right there. See, oh, I can't give you everything all at the same time, but listen, we're getting ready to do what the Lord says in his kingdom. The Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Listen, there are two ways to give into the ministry. Okay, the first way is according to the word. He says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So listen, you can use the QR code right there and use your smartphone and sow directly into the ministry PayPal. Or you can use the banking app and use your Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account at restoredmintl@gmail.com. And now you are doing what the word talks about. It says, I wish above all things that you may what? Prosper and be what? And be in health, even as your soul prospers. 3 John 2. Why? Because when you do this, you're doing Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. This is how you solidify or you seal the deal between you and God. He says, if you be Abraham, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. Why would he say seed? Why? Because while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Okay? That's the first way that you can sow into the ministry. Now, the second way, for those of you who want to go deeper, is doing what's called the teruma. Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30 says, and the first of all first fruits of all things, and every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, and every sort of teruma shall be the priest, and you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. See, this is what Cain and Abel did with God. This is what Abraham did with Melchizedek. Oh, come on now. This is what the queen did with Solomon. See, when you give straight to the priest, okay, David was the priest. Listen, kings and priests, when you sow into the hand of the priest, now you open the mouth of the priest, and God has to honor the mouth of the priest. He says, and that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. You can do that by using either my Cash App or my Zelle right there on the right side of the screen. We're doing the 2025 Divine Grace Seed, okay? Whether it's $20, 25 cents, or so on. But listen, get your seed ready. Do what the word says and watch what God does in your life. Father, I thank you. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall continue in their life. You're going to multiply them. You're going to increase them. Father, I declare and decree that they are whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place, nothing out of joint, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I thank you that the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold is activated in their life. This covenant identity promise has been released in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the rest of the week broadcast. Listen, you are blessed and you have an identity in God's kingdom. Thank you.